from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Games High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 99 The Game and 99thegame.com. Welcome back into the 8 o'clock hour here. High School Scoreboard Show for this Friday night. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. 9 floors up in our nice and warm and dry Kia Studios as raindrops and some threatening weather around the area is causing some delays with some games, but some games are off and running and on schedule. We got a couple of scores before we go to our guests here. Centennial is leading Johns Creek 8-0. As a score, that first quarter score got Cambridge up 15-0 on Creekview.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that? Great start for them in that game.
Yeah, Marietta's down 7-0 to McEachern. You know, McEachern Marietta, that used to be a game, Sam.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so playing early in the year this year, McEachern up 7-0 early in the first quarter.
Got East Coweta up on North Cobb 7-0. That's a first quarter score. Let's watch out. Keep an eye out on that game. Let's see who else we got around the area here. East Paulding. Now, they fired that cannon off one time out there, and it's 7-0. East Pauling's up on Pauling County, 7-0 in that one. That's the first quarter score. Mill Creek is up 7-0 on Archer. That is also a first quarter score.
Marietta just scored to make it 7-7. Marietta McEachern tied at 7, still in the first quarter. Woodstock up 16-7 over North Springs.
Speaking
first
of
quarter.
Woodstock, Cherokee is up on Pope 10-0. Got a coaching change out of Cherokee this season.
Adam Holly, great guy, came from Calhoun, got the job there. He's done a good job, really rejuvenating the program a little bit, getting a little more excitement. And, yeah, 1-1 this year. Had a tough loss last week to Sequoia, but really doing a good job, Coach Holly and his staff.
Before we get our guest, Garrett Chapman's has our first update for tonight. Let's check in with Garrett.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the High School Scoreboard Show. Garrett Chapman live at Cambridge High School, where the home team is up 15-0 over the Creekview Grizzlies. Fourth down here for Creekview inside the 5-yard line, looking to cut into this lead, needing some points because Cambridge has gotten everything that they want on offense to this point. Cambridge, of course, the new head coach, Tyler Jones, comes over from Walton. He was a former offensive coordinator. And let's see what they can do here. Cambridge holds them on fourth down. It's going to turn it over on downs here. So Cambridge looking to put a statement into this game, already leading 15-0. But like I mentioned, Tyler Jones, the offensive coordinator from Walton, he has brought and put his offense on full display. Quarterback Weston Taylor already has 2 touchdowns on the day. Josh Oblin caught his first one of the season. Hudson Kashera also caught one for Cambridge. 15-0 just at the end of the first quarter. Now they're back on the ball. We'll see if they can take over and continue having some of that success here in this second quarter. Sam and Chris, we got a wild one so far. Lots of offense, but mostly from one team. Guys, back to you.
All right. That is Garrett Chapman right there. Seeing, hey, ball going over on downs. And
yeah, great start for Cambridge, and that's exactly what you need. Like I said, new staff, playing more established staff. You got to find some things early to get you guys to believe they've done it. Great start for Cambridge.
All right. Let's go to our guest right now. Man, we talked about having him on. So glad he's going to spend a little bit of time with us tonight. The new executive director of the Georgia High School Association, new on the job, Dr. Tim Scott joins us now. He's down in Warner Robins. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Sam. How are you and Chris doing?
We're doing good. I might say, Coach Dr. Scott.
Yeah.
How you, Coach? How are you doing?
Hey, listen, Coach Scott's fine with me, brother.
Hey, Dr. Scott. First, congratulations on the new job. Formally here, officially, congratulations. A great, great choice.
I'm very thankful, and that's a great team there at the Georgia High School office. And of course, Dr. Hines has done a great job, and he's hanging around and mentoring me and helping me as we move forward, and I'm very thankful for that. But really thankful and blessed to have the opportunity, because I think Georgia does it better than anybody else.
Quite an interesting time for you to take on this position, the time, and really the time that we've seen with Dr. Hines, a lot of things that have changed, you know, video review for football, shot clock for basketball, so many different things that have happened, and it constantly evolves, this job, as you come into it.
Yeah, there are things that continually change, and working with the National Federation on rules and the things we do. But we're very fortunate here in Georgia. We have a lot of representation on those committees as they're making some of those decisions.
Yeah, it's been exciting to see us lead in those things. Yeah. And even with NIL and things like that, we're leading, and that's where we want to be. Dr. Scott, what's been maybe the thing that's the most different about this job than you thought when you took it just a short time ago?
Well, you know, I coached for a long time. I spent 14 years as a high school principal and then, you know, over 6 years as a school superintendent. I thought I knew everything that they did at the office, but I was wrong. I did not. There's a lot of things there that I'm learning and finding out, and that group does a great job. But really, the professional learning and the things that we do on the sports medicine side to try to make sure we keep our young people safe. And you know, a few years ago, you know, we were, you know, down toward the bottom of the nation, and now we're up, they're soon to announce, and we feel like we'll be either one or two in the nation. And that's a credit to our coaches and then the medical staff that works on our committee and the work that they do and the work that the people before I ever got there at Georgia High School are putting in, and I'm very thankful. So there's a lot of things like that, but I think professional learning is big, you know, and working with coaches and athletic directors and, trying to make sure we provide the best experience we can provide for the young people or the young athletes in Georgia.
Dr. Scott, there was an event in town, really out in Cobb County here a few weeks ago. There was the officiating summit, and it was great to see officiate Georgia Day, to see the number of officials showed up. There's been well documented the fact that, you know, across the board, there's a shortage of officials. What did it mean to have an event like that happen here, you know, in Georgia, and what it means possibly for recruiting new people to come in or just to be there and get more information?
Well, I think one is just for me as an executive director, it's great to be there and share with those guys and listen to them. And hear what they say we need to do and how we need to move forward, and listen to the experts in the field. And to have it right there in our own backyard for our people, I think, was really, really great. But Ernie Yarborough and Pam Thompson in our office did a great job putting all of that together, and had a group of people that worked with them. But it meant a lot for us to be able to talk with people around the country. And, you know, we're doing a little better this year. We're not where we want to be with officials. But we are up some. And, that's one of the first things I did tonight when I got here to the stadium. I went and found the officials. I did last week when I was at the game last week, and just thank them for doing what they're doing and tell them how much I appreciate them. I've had the opportunity to meet with a couple of associations as an entire association and talk with them. And so, we want to continue to do that, and then we want to recruit and try to get young people. When somebody leaves, you know, they may not be playing college football or baseball, but maybe they can get into officiating and, you know, helps them stay in the game.
Yes, sir. That's a fantastic initiative. Sam and I push it best we can. Dr. Scott, we appreciate your leadership in this. So what's the big push in the coming years that you feel like is going to be something that we need to be aware of if you're a parent? If you are a coach, What is the GHSA saying is coming next?
Well, what we've been looking at, and the Georgia High School's looked at this for a few years now and had an ad committee that's been looking at it and going around the state, but competitive balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we realign our regions and classifications based strictly on numbers. And we're trying to figure out a way that we can do that with what goes on the field or on the court, you know, and try to, you know, make the competitive part a little more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
We know that sometimes you may have a large school, but a lot of kids may not participate there, and so they struggle. So we're looking at that. We have shared around the state. There's been a group going around. We've shared at our spring executive committee meeting about that. We're going to talk about it in the fall again. I mean, we're still a couple of years, at least probably, from making that happen, but it is something that we're looking at, and it is something if we can do that, it would be a little different.
Right.
And so you would maybe look at the top 3 to 5 schools in a classification, and maybe those schools move up, or maybe mm-hmm. the bottom 3 to 5 mm-hmm. schools move down. And so we're discussing that, we're looking at, we're keeping data, and so that's something that we're working on and be a little bit different.
Yeah, Alabama does some variation of this, correct? I think Alabama
Yeah, there's a few states. Yeah. There are a few states that have some variations of it. And, you know, this year with us pulling, you know, private schools out, we're having to do the postseason rankings. You know, it's gives us a little bit of that. Not like it will be when it will be everybody, but, you know, everybody, even if you're a 6A team, you have to post your scores and turn mm-hmm. them in, and we're keeping that information on our website as well.
One thing we love to talk about is new things. And I mentioned earlier, you know, video review. We mentioned the shot clock. I don't know if you just want to call them gadgets or just technology. And that's, you know, anything that evolves, you're dealing with technology. Your thoughts on what we might see as a next thing? You think video review eventually work its way out to be available in more games, more in more places than just at Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Well, that again, that's something we'd have to look at across the state, because I can be in one stadium and they have great Wi-Fi, great right. connectivity, but then I can go somewhere else and we have absolutely nothing.
Right.
So there's right now, as far as that goes, there is different from site to site, and so that's something you have to take into consideration when you're adding something new. Is how, you know, it may work great in one area of the state, and it may not be great in another, but when we're evaluating and look at it, we have to look how it will affect everybody.
Right. Well, Dr. Scott, if I understand right, you were at Warner Robins and Northside game tonight. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I stepped away from the game to get to my car because it was so loud I couldn't hear when you first called. But at the end of the first quarter, it was 7-0 Warner Robins.
Yeah, it still is. They played a few more minutes without you, but it still is. I'm watching it here. And they What a great atmosphere. What a great environment. I know now you're supposed to represent everybody, but, man, what a great place to be. Northside and Warner Robins both playing. Beautiful stadium, packed house. You know, talk about it coming in as the executive director of GHSA. Like, that's got to be a little different than being the principal, right?
Oh, well, it's a little different than being a player, being a principal, being a coach. You know, it's a great event. The administrative staff at Northside and Warner Robins both have done a great job putting this event on. And in Houston County tonight, you know, you got this event, which is big, but if you go down the street, you got Perry versus mm-hmm. Houston County, another big event. So there's a lot of people in Houston County tonight watching football.
That is fantastic. That is just fantastic. And we know some places like that, it's like no place else, is where everyone's there on a Friday night. It has to make you so very proud to be in the capacity that you're in now as the executive director of the High School Association. Now, how many people? We're not going to give people your phone number, because you know a lot of people love to call the executive director. So if people started ringing your phone yet.
Yeah, that's okay. I give it out most everywhere I go. Yeah. I mean, we're here to, you know, tell them to give me a call. And I want to have that kind of relationship where the athletic directors or principals can call me. We can talk about things, you know, and I may not have the answer when you call, but we're going to look into it and work at it together and see what we can come up with.
Well, we're really grateful to have you in that position, Dr. Scott, and I mean that. Northside just scored. They got a field goal, so it's 7-3 when you go back to it. But really thankful for your leadership. Excited to have you in that position representing our state.
Hey, well, guys, I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, and if I can ever do anything, you guys just let me know.
We appreciate you being a guest on the Scoreboard Show with us here on this Friday night. Dr. Scott, thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you all. Have a good one.
All right, that is Dr. Tim Scott, and he says, hey, you don't mind, he ain't scared of y'all. You call me up.
Yeah. They do, and he means it, because Dr. Hines the same way. I mean, they see it's a servant job. These are former superintendents, Sam. They've seen a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's a servant job. They're there to serve. These are people who could be retired. They want to serve, you know. So it's just an admirable job, and it's a tough job, thankless job. You're not going to please everybody.
That's true, but they take it on anyway, and that's fantastic. Great to hear from him. Okay, folks, when we come back, we're going to check some scores, and then we're going to get into our school day's guest. Fantastic running back, you know, played in the National Football League, one of the all-time greats at Georgia Tech. We're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to talk about it. What are we going to talk about?
Thomas County.
Oh, Thomas County.
We're going to talk about Thomas County. Oh, yeah. That's coming up. You stay tuned. Joe Burns is up next. For school days here on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Second and two.
TheGame.com on this Friday night, first Friday night of the High School Scoreboard Show. So glad that you are with us. And my goodness, some games and some scores we've been looking at.
Sam, let me bring this one up. We haven't talked about Mary Persons is up 14-0 on New Westminster. And you may say, what is New Westminster? That's not Westminster that we talk about on here in Atlanta, you know.
Okay.
New Westminster, that is in British Columbia.
Are you serious?
Canada.
Boy.
That would be the first team ever in Georgia to play a team from Canada.
Really?
And right now those Canadians have come down to Georgia and they're getting their butt whipped 14-0.
Because we got some nice heat for them down here.
Yeah, they're not ready for British Columbia. It's probably nice this time of year.
Probably is.
Forsyth. That's not Forsyth County either. That's Forsyth.
It's like Georgia.
It's a little warm down there.
A little bit of warm down there. Wow.
British Columbia. How about that? Really is the first game ever, I think, that we found that a Georgia team played from Canada. Right now in the first quarter, Mary Persons up 14-0.
That is impressive. They're playing that game. We'll keep an eye on that one as well. All right. As promised, it is time for that segment. Time for school days.
Taking it back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's school days on the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam and Coach check in with the legend of Georgia high school football. Brought to you by Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right. We got a good one tonight. We got a really good one tonight, Coach.
We got a good one.
We got a great one, a running back, I mean, and a newly minted Georgia High School Football Hall of Famer.
Yo. A new Hall of Famer. Going in this October at the College Football Hall of Fame right down the road.
Brand new.
Okay. Who we got?
He is joining us now. My goodness, in the pride of Thomasville, the Thomas County Central High School. Joe Burns is joining us now. Joe, welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris, man.
Hey, thank y'all for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, congratulations on being a Georgia High School Football Hall of Famer. And we can't wait to celebrate that. How does it make you feel to have that attached to your name, Hall of Famer?
It's awesome. I was telling my dad, we actually just got inducted to the one at my high school. And the only one I ever knew about was the one in my high school. So that was like always my motivation to get a chance to be into that one. So the Georgia High School one surprised me. Georgia Tech surprised me. And you know, I got a couple other ones. But it's really a blessing. Things that you never think about when you're playing ball. You're just going out having fun, trying to do your job and trying to win and make your teammates better. And, you know, as you get older, you know, you get a chance to reflect on a lot of things that you've been able to accomplish. So this is just like icing on the cake.
So, Joe, if I'm seeing this right, and I'm trying to do a little history lesson here, from the time you were in the 7th grade to 12th, Thomas County Central won the state championship 5 times.
Yes, 5 out of 6 years.
My goodness, Sam. My goodness.
That's a machine.
And the junior and senior are 29-1. So
yes.
What stands out, other than obvious winning, what's like a moment where you say, man, when I think about those times, this moment stands out?
You know, like now I reflect on it, what made those times so special to me, because you got a chance to play with your cousins, you got a chance to play with guys you've been knowing your whole life, so like that run and just getting a chance to, you know, go to war with those guys, that's what made it special for me. And we had a great coach and Coach Pilcher, and he was great at making us believe we were way better than we actually were. And because of that, we was able to accomplish a lot. And I love what Coach Rogers is doing out there. He's reminding me so much of Coach Pilcher. And just watching, I got a chance to go last week, watch the game. They're loaded, and it makes me excited again because, you know, Thomas County Central has always been a part of, you know, the history of Georgia High School football, and then super excited to see us back in the spotlight.
Yeah, you know, Sam, Thomas County Central 29-1 in their last 30 ball games.
Whoa.
The last time they were 29-1 in 30 ball games, they were handing it to Joe.
Yeah. That was amazing. What's a Friday night like down there? What's a Friday? You're just starting the day in school leading up to the game. What's the atmosphere like in that town?
It starts on Thursdays, right? You know, everybody know we used to, back then we used to have hot dogs every Thursday. That was Coach Pitcher's thing. We had hot dogs, and you know, everybody used to come out for that. And then, you know, back then the cheerleaders used to paint our sign. You know, now it's just one you rip through. But everything, man, the whole community came out. You know, I used to tell people, if you want to commit any crimes in Thomas County, just do it on a Friday night because nobody gonna catch you. And, you know, it was amazing. Like, you know, we played last week and we had a packed house. Like, just the atmosphere in the Jackets Nest is, you know, I tell people, there's not too many places that you can play where, you know, with the fan support where, you know, you're going on a away trip and you bringing 8,000 people with you, you know, and that's amazing. Just the support, the growing up there, playing there, you know, like, you know, it's a lot of pride. I ended up going to Georgia Tech because they were the Yellow Jackets. That's how much high school pride I had.
Man, that's fantastic, Sam. That's fantastic. Is there any one game that stands out, or is any one opponent you guys play that, you know, just come to mind as you're hearing us ask these questions about those times at Thomas County Central?
For me, it was Cockle County and Moultrie. Like, they were our biggest rival. And back then, Georgia only went to 4A, and we was 3A, and they was 4A. Like, they, you know, the year they won the state championship, we beat them. So that we always knew if we can just get out of our region, you know, we're going to have a pretty good run because we played some of the best high schools in the state by just playing in South Georgia. So Moultrie, those was always battles. Like, you know, you're going to be tested. You can't have your heart can't pump Kool-Aid in those games. So, but those made us prepare for the rest of the games that, you know, we was going to play in the teams because, you know, that's one thing I always respected about Marist. At some point, when you know keep pounding the team, they're gonna roll over. And Moultrie, other schools, and Marist, those guys never quit until the last whistle was blown. So those were some great games. Marist and Moultrie, I'll never forget those games.
Fantastic, folks. Spending some time with Joe Burns, done tremendous things. Man's played in the National Football League, Georgia Tech, one of the great running backs there. But you were Offensive Player of the Year in the state of Georgia. And so you were no secret. So what was that like? You know, you got your guys. The other team knows you're coming. And you know, a whole lot they can do about it. What does that feel like?
It was a great feeling. You know, I always had a calm about myself. You know, I was just laughing with some old teammates back at home. You know, back when I was in school, I used to go work out in high school and run and plow fields because I took on a burden. And I was like, you know what, my teammates might not work as hard as I'm going to work, but I want them to experience victory, so I'm going to go work for them too. So I was prepared for those moments. I put in the work, so it never bothered me. I don't care if everybody knew I was getting the ball. Like, I was confident because I put in the work before that moment to make that one moment successful. So it was just a work ethic that nobody saw, but everybody saw the fruit of it because I wasn't born with everything I needed. I had to go out and work for it. And I just put in the work to make those moments, you know, end up being precious moments like they are today. Like, all those tough situations where everybody in the stadium know you're going to get the ball and you got to deliver. And, you know, just that preparation made those moments special for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And the follow-up question for me, Sam, is what advice do you have for the current Joe Burnses, the current guys who are really well-known? They're treated way differently than you were probably. You know, it's a different era for recruiting. But what advice do you have for those guys who are really talented or really good on their high school team, want to go to Tech, want to go to Georgia, want to go those places? What advice do you have for them?
It takes a lot more than just being good. You know, it takes sacrifice. Like, you know, nobody ever know the sacrifices that guys who have matriculated through this process, things they had to give up and things they, you know, like, that's the thing I tell all the young guys. You got to sacrifice. If you really want this, you got to give up something. You can't do everything your friends are doing and still expect to make it, right? And that's one of the biggest things I tell guys, you know, just like, look, you got to give up something. Like, you got to be willing to sacrifice. You got to give up being popular. You got to give up being liked by everybody. You got to give up, you know, so much in order to stay focused and stay true to yourself. And, you know, and you can't listen to, you know, you got to have a short-term memory, you know, because nothing you've done last week, good or bad, can help you this week. You know, so when people pat you in the back, hey, you got to let that go because that's not going to help you next week. It's more about having a short-term memory, staying focused, and just making sacrifices. Because there's a lot of talented guys that came through Georgia that never got the opportunity. And what's going to make you different? And that's understanding that you got to sacrifice something and not being happy when people are patting on you in the back. That don't mean anything because you messed up. They're going to be the same people that are going to dog you out.
Yep. Yep.
4,547 yards and 56 touchdowns during his last 2 years. During his last 2 years in high school, now you do some things that to try to uplift young people, and you are involved in the lives. Do something that you started, the Rising Seniors Game. Talk about what was your motivation for doing that, and you know, the young people that you've seen helped by that.
It was really just trying to give back. You know, it was really a lot of that happened to me in high school. My high school won all the state championships. We didn't have a lot of guys going to college. And when you go off and you do make it and you do succeed, you have a little guilt that come along with you. Like, when I go back home and see my teammates who we used to wear each other clothes and stay at each other's house, and my life is completely different from theirs, it is a lot of little guilt that come along with that. So my goal was I couldn't go back and change their lives, but for all these young men that's coming along now, I can try to give them the things that we didn't have to help them, you know, matriculate through this process. And that's all Rising Seniors was. It's a leadership educational program. It's not even about the football. Like, you know, I remember when I first started, Dr. Swearingen, he was the executive director at the time, and he was like, you know, like, what make your program special is not about football. It's the education. Like, you're no different than a program as going into school. But I just knew that if I told all these guys come to my leadership program, nobody would show up with me and my wife. So I needed some bait. So the game was the bait to get them there. But, you know, it's been amazing. It's been a journey. And, you know, I was in the airport probably about 3 weeks ago, and I saw Alvin Kamara. We sat there and talked. And, you know, like, it's the fact that guys know that you were sincere and that you really cared about them, and we try to put a great people around them, and you know, like, that's one of the greatest things that we've been able to do, and throughout this process, and you know, Coach Tinker, like one of my brothers, with the Minority Coaches Association, mm-hmm. like, you know, being able to partner with them and just strengthen and continue to make it better. That's been something that's been, you know, you have a dream. I just wanted to do something to help, right? And all the people that come and help you along your journey, you know, we've had Chick-fil-A, AT&T, all these individuals step up just to help us, you know, basically continue our ministry. And that's all it is. It was, you know, it was never nothing to make money. It was something to give back and make a difference and make a real impact. And, you know, that's why it was started. And it's just amazing that almost 15 years later, we're still rocking and rolling and have the same mission.
You got the dates for this year's game yet?
Yes, sir. I think it's the 27th through like the 30th. Yes, sir.
December, yeah.
December.
Okay. Yes, sir. And
Joe.
Hey, one thing real quick, Mr. Crenshaw, you talk about those stats, right?
Yep.
And what people never understood, that I only averaged about 12 carries a game.
Oh.
They were blowing them out.
We ran a split back veer.
Yeah.
And then my senior year, until the playoffs, I never really played that much because we was always blowing people out, and I didn't ever get a chance to play until the playoffs. Coach Pitcher didn't believe in letting you run up your stat.
Yeah.
He didn't believe in that.
Hey, in case you guys are wondering, Thomas County Central is up 21-14 on Florida High. That's in Tallahassee. Really good team in Tallahassee. Thomas County Central up 21-14 in the second quarter, it looks
yeah,
like.
Definitely.
So they're trying to get to 30-1.
Yep.
One better than Joe's team.
Yeah.
Hey, the good thing about it, they can always match us. They can never do better than us. Let Georgia go up to 16-game yeah. season.
They're not. Listen, they never go win 5 out of 6. I love Coach Rogers. They ain't 5 out of 6 is something, man. That's never going to get broke.
That is something. That yeah, is something.
It's crazy having 3 state championship rings in high school. That was special.
Well, it's because you played a big part in it and your community, the way they poured into you, and now you're doing the same for some young people. Joe Burns, we appreciate you spending some time with us on this Friday night, sharing and talking a little bit about your school days then and what you're doing for some young people who are going through their school days now. We sure do appreciate it, and great catching up with you.
Yes, sir. Same here. Thank you all so much.
All right. And we'll see you at the Hall of Fame, too. That's coming up. We're going to see them at the Hall of Fame when they in October. So great to have. And talk about only 12 carries and still put up all those numbers.
Well, when you're really good, Sam, 12 is enough, you know. I'd have had to give it to him about 25. I'm just saying.
12 carries. Are you kidding? Amazing, amazing. All right. We got some updates. Our reporters have some updates for you and some scores that are coming in. You stay with us as we continue on this Friday night. It's the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show, your sports radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
To more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Really enjoyed our school day segment. Joe Burns, I appreciate him spending some time with us on this Saturday night. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. We got some updates. Chris, we sure do.
We sure do, Sam. A lot of things going on here. Lee County's up 27-7 on Tiff County.
Whoa.
Lee County really taking it to them. Camden County up 15-0 on West Broward, Florida. And looks like, let's see. Oh. Looks like Gaines was up 7-0 on Westlake.
All right, and we'll kick him that game. Though that game got off to a little bit of a late start. Mm-hmm. But we'll keep an eye on that one as well. I'm seeing Collins Hill up 7-0 on Cedar Grove. That is a second quarter score. And West Forsyth is up on Parkview 14-0.
Yo.
That is a second quarter score as they play that one. Okay, let's check with some scores now. We got Day-Day Lewis has an update for us.
This is a live sideline report.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Damian Dede Lewis live here at Sandy Creek High School, where the Patriots are playing host to the LaGrange Grangers. And first play of the game, guys, LaGrange, Malachi, Render Fannin taking it 60 yards to the house for the score. And just like that, with 11 minutes to go here in the opening quarter, LaGrange on top, 7-0. We'll be back with more from Sandy Creek High School on the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
All right, they got that one going.
LaGrange up early. How about that? Yeah, that's exciting. LaGrange need that win, come off a tough loss, like you said earlier, to Douglas. But Sandy Creek coming in undefeated, really playing well. So exciting there. McEachern's up 20-7 on Marietta. Roswell up 21-10 on Walton. Those are two. We keep an eye on Roswell taking that 2-score lead over Walton. A little impressive there. Mount Perrin, 14, St. Francis, 0 at the half.
Now we got Carrollton's up 10-7 on Rome. That game got underway, was delayed by some of the weather in the West Georgia area. They got 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. And so Carrollton has a lead in that one. Garrett Chapman has an update for us. Surprising for some, this Cambridge Creekview game. Let's check in with him.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the High School Scoreboard Show. We're under a minute to play here in the first half of action at Cambridge High School. 32-0 is your score. It's been all Bears here in this game. And really, the Creekview offense has found not a lot of success in this one. And now I find that they're pressing. They came into this game and they really wanted to be able to run the ball. They had one opportunity here when Austin Guest and Mason Munn fueled their only really successful drive in the first half. They got the ball all the way down inside of the 5-yard line, like I mentioned in my last update, but they turn it over on down. Since that play, well, really this entire first half, Weston Taylor, the quarterback for Cambridge, has put on a clinic. He's been throwing the ball up and down the field. These Tyler Jones routes, the route trees that this team has right now, are something to behold. It is beautiful to watch. But when they get into these running situations, they've kind of found some trouble. Josh Oblin, the wide receiver, he's had a great day. Hudson Kushera has had a great day. Craig Dandridge has had a great day. These wide receivers are running circles around this Creekview defensive back group. But really, the running attack, they finally got something going on this last drive. Tyler Blaylock punches it in for 6, the first rushing touchdown of the day for Cambridge. And that, of course, after an interception by senior team captain Sean Bird. They scored just 2 plays later. It is all Cambridge right now. We'll see if the second half can do a little bit more for you. I'm going to go catch up with the coaches. Sam and Chris, 32-0 is your score. Cambridge on top right now. Guys, back to you.
All right. All right, that is Garrett Chapman with an update from that game. We were looking for a tight, closely contested game.
Yeah, the score surprises me, but nothing surprised me that Cambridge is really good. It just surprised me that the game's gotten so far away, 30 points at the half, 32-0 at halftime. But there's a lot left to be played, but it better get going pretty quick for Creekview to come back. And sounds like Coach Tyler Jones took that offense from Walton and just moved it down the street to Cambridge.
Yep, and it's been found to be a perfect fit, huh? That's how it sounds. Got some scores. Tell you about Southwest DeKalb is up over Chambly 13-0. That's still a first quarter score from that one.
Hey, Dom, we got a Stevenson score.
I got
it. Is Stevenson playing tonight?
Yeah, they are. You know it. Like I said, that's where the real football is.
Okay, I thought they were. Who's winning?
Stevenson is up 7-0 over Dutchtown. It's actually kind of been a defensive match. It looked like Stevenson was going to start off hot because the game started at 8 o'clock. At 8:03, Stevenson was up 7-0.
Yeah.
And then since then, nothing has been done offensively.
I'll tell you, though, that's a good game. I'm not there. Hadn't seen a play. But that's good for Stevenson. Dutchtown's a good football team now.
It really is.
Stevenson's got a great program, but they're trying to kind of reestablish that dominant program. And that'd be a good win to get. Both teams going to be pretty good there defensively. So, yeah, we're not going to congratulate them yet, Dom.
Not yet.
But it's nice they're up 7-0.
They are leading.
Benedictine's up 30-14 over Burke County at the half. You know, our friend Frank Stevens coaching the Burke County team. I never tried to keep an eye on him. And Cedartown's over Alexander early in the game, 7-0. Fannin County up 35-0 on Union County.
Well, they've fallen from a great season they had last year up that way.
How about that?
Prince Avenue, we talked about the offensive line of Prince Avenue. They're playing Blessed Trinity tonight, and Prince Avenue is up 14-10. That's the second quarter score. Calhoun, 14-7 in the third quarter against Westminster. They're moving right along in that game.
Yeah, you know Westminster. That's the Westminster, Georgia. British Columbia, Westminster. Them boys are running the ball. clock's running.
That clock is moving.
They're already
now.
In the third quarter. Campbell's up 14-0 on Etowah. Campbell, maybe a team to keep an eye on. I know you look for teams to write these articles on during the week and to keep an eye on Campbell.
Okay.
Having a nice little early season look there, maybe like a Osborne-esque of a couple years ago.
Osborne-esque. They're right down the street from them, right? Not far away.
Yeah, very close. The magic has moved down the street.
Right down the road. Loganville is up the second quarter score. They're up on – no, they're trailing Madison County. Madison's up by a score of 13-0 on them. Jefferson, Clark Central, a big crowd for this one up at Jefferson. And Jefferson is up 20-7. That is a second quarter score. Jefferson leading Clark Central in that game. Out in out in Newton County, we got Eastside 27-0 over Alcove, a matchup up there.
Eastside really good this year.
Really good?
Really good, yeah.
You watch out for them. Yeah. They're having a good season. Centennial is playing Johns Creek right now, second quarter, 8-6. Low-scoring game, 8-6, Centennial.
You're playing a JV game out there, no kids.
Is that what it is?
8-6, that's how the JV games always end. 12-6, 12-8.
It sounds like baseball score they got going on out there. We'll keep an eye on that one as well. Thomasville is playing Cairo. We just talked about Thomas County Central. Thomasville is leading Cairo 14-0. Leading those syrup makers.
The syrup makers.
Down in South Georgia.
You Sam, how about this one? How about Marist and Woodward Academy? Is that a rivalry?
Oh, man.
I want to say in the private schools, that's the most played. I think that's right. I mean, that it's a game that goes way back.
Yep.
And Marist is up 17-0 in the first quarter.
Wow.
Marist putting it on Woodward Academy.
Man.
How about putting it on somebody? Ware County 49, Bainbridge 0. Now, Bainbridge, good football program. 49-0 in the second quarter, Ware County over Bainbridge. How about this? This is going to be one that probably only I care about. But Miller County is up 19-12 to Clinch County.
Okay.
Now, Clinch County traditionally is one of the dominant small schools in South Georgia.
Yep.
Miller County's not. Well, Miller County hired a guy named Tom Causey, who was from Ola. He was from Alabama before. Coach Causey's a good football coach.
Right.
He went down to Miller County this year, and that's a team to watch. If you care about all the teams and you want to look at the single-A schools, Miller County will be one of the coached up teams down there. They'll be ready to go, and you can see it tonight up early on Clinch County.
Okay. All right. Elbert County is hosting Westland tonight. Second
quarter
score. Yep, in the Granite Bowl, and Elbert County's up 21-14. And that one got Modeling, Coosa. That's the first quarter score. Models up 6-0 in that one. Pepperell and Christian Heritage both tied at 7 as they play in the second quarter. And trying to think some other ones.
Yeah, it looks like at the half, Murphy, North Carolina, upset 14-7 on Heard County.
Wow.
So Heard County, a great team down here, travels to North Carolina tonight, down 14-7 at the half.
Monroe from down in Albany, they're hosting Dothan, Alabama.
Oh, another intrastate game.
Yep, Dothan's up 28-7 on the guys from Albany. Got Lakeview Academy's up on Towns County 28-0. That's a halftime score in that one.
Looks like Lowndes is up 29-3 over Central Gwinnett, second quarter. And Pepperell and Christian Heritage tied at 7 at halftime.
All right, we're trying to get an update, keep an eye on this North Gwinnett-Colquitt game. I know North Gwinnett scored early. And we talked about this game from the outset of our broadcast tonight and how we keep an eye on that particular game. As it's tough to get a win down at Colquitt, North Gwinnett, pretty good team. They showed to be a good team, made a good first impression on us playing the Corky Kale, Dave Hunter. And we'll see if they can follow that up.
Yeah, I'm excited to follow that one the rest of the night.
Mill Creek is up 38-14 on Archer. That's a third quarter score in that ball game. Keep an eye on that one, Mill Creek. Grayson is playing Dorman, maybe they're from South Carolina.
South Carolina, yes.
Yep, 28-0. Grayson, that's the second quarter score in that game. So we're keeping an eye on that one as well.
West Forsyth, now you mentioned earlier, they're up 24-7 on Parkview.
Really?
24-7, West Forsyth, yeah.
Okay.
How good is Prince Avenue Christian?
Man.
They beat West Forsyth.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Jackson County and Decula tied at 21 in the third quarter. I'm trying to get you some third quarter scores. Seckinger. 2-0, new school Seckinger.
How about that?
Up 18-3 over Mountain View, third quarter. That's right down the street.
Right.
Yeah, 18-3, Seckinger with the lead in the third quarter.
The two schools that came with kids, they stepped on Mill Creek and the two schools just showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that many folks.
And Mill Creek still got players, too. Players everywhere in Gwinnett County.
Yeah, that many people in Mill Creek, man. You step on it, it's going to two schools with big enrollments, and they still got more folks than anybody else.
Players everywhere.
That is amazing. That is amazing. All right, folks, we're headed for the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to have more halftime reports, games ahead for halftime, more interviews, more scores, and you stay with us here on the High School Scoreboard Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.